What's up, dude?
I am supposed to call you Langhorn Slim, huh?
Langhorn for the radio is good.
Right.
I mean, my mom named me Sean, but I go by Langhorn for these purposes.
How long have you been Langhorn?
Man, I left Langhorn is the name of the town that I'm from.
Yeah,
in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And I left when I was 18 and started calling myself that because I was playing solo at the time, and I moved to New York. And I started calling myself that because I wanted to have a band, and I always fantasized about naming a band, but I couldn't find anybody to play with in Pennsylvania. So I just named myself Langhorn Slim and then went to New York and started playing like open mics and all that kind of stuff.
And yeah, that's...
It stuck from there.
Well, again, Langhorn Slim on the phone right now. We are member-supported KX93.5. Right here in Laguna Beach. A little quick background on what we're doing right here. It would have been, first of all, where in the world are you calling from?
That's an excellent question. It's hard to keep track of for myself at the moment. We've been out for almost 3 months, almost nonstop. But right now I'm in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. All right, well, when you sweep through Southern California, you got to make the time for us. We've been on the air for about 6.5 months. We are
your puppies.
We are. It's new and it's exciting. And we're South Orange County, Laguna Beach. It's a low power FM, which is usually reserved for college radio type of community services. So, you know, we stretch up and down the coastline here, but our online presence is huge and the industry is taking notice. I like to tell people there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do for artists.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're all about interviews and generating content. And, you know, we're playing what's hot, basically mainly in alternative. But it'll play 3 times a day max, which allows us to play, you know, more new, more mom and pop operations. And
that's great. And we just missed you because we were just out. I don't know how far outside of L.A. you guys are. I don't know the geography out there super well. But we just were out in San Diego and L.A.
Yeah, right on.
But next time through, we'll definitely come and see you.
All right. So, again, Langhorn Slim on the line calling from Wisconsin. The Way We Move is the record. It's been out for several months right now. Has the touring been well received around the United States thus far is the first question.
It has been. Better than any, you know, we've been a band for 10 years. The drummer and I have been touring almost 8 months out of the year for, I guess, about the last 8 or 9 years of our lives. So we're finally starting to see things progress in the way that I always had hoped and dreamed for. And we've gotten really fortunate on this record to go out with some great bands that are doing really well. We were just in Europe with the Lumineers.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's an amazing opportunity, I imagine.
It was great. And it would have been cool just to do the shows, but it turns out those guys are badass people, and we made great friends in them, and we were there for a month, and that was just a beautiful experience. And right now, so we did Grace Potter and the Nocturnals tour before that for about 3 weeks. Had a week or so off, went to Europe for a month, came back, had a week or so off, and now are on tour with a great rock and roll soul band out of Memphis called Lucero.
Nice,
so
man.
It's been busy, but it's the way that we want it to be, the way we need it to be.
Yeah, so again, Langhorn Slim on the line. We're going to rip into that one, the title track from the record, The Way We Move, in a second right here. We've been playing it for, several days now, and people seem to be digging on it right here. But
awesome.
You've been putting out records since, you know, EPs and, I guess, full length since, like, 2004. Is that right?
Since I'm a baby. In the hospital, I came out with my first EP.
Really?
In a long time.
What?
Yeah, I guess about two. I think even before 2004, but I don't keep track of the years that well. But that sounds about right.
No worries. And originally you are from Langhorn, Pennsylvania.
I am.
But really started playing shows and getting nitty gritty in the music scene after you moved.
Well, I started getting a little dirty and nitty gritty in Philly too. I went and did some of my first gigs there and open mics and stuff. And then I left. Then I left when I was 18. Went to school in about 20 minutes north of the city, and I was able to make it into the city a lot. Kind of got more of an education going into New York City and Brooklyn and playing these open mics and these parties than I really did in the classroom. But I think it sort of worked out the right way.
Nice.
But yeah, that's kind of how it started for me.
Very cool. Langhorne Slim on the line on member-supported KX93.5. So, yeah, I guess people have been talking about our studios here. So, again, seriously, you got to come through next time. We're on right on PCH, a beautiful view of the Pacific Ocean, just earshot from Los Angeles.
Yeah, absolutely. We love it.
Yeah, and it seems like every artist who we've had in studio thus far, like, they're down for the cause. Like, it's admirable efforts almost, taking FM back to the glory days. But you already have almost a tremendous body of work, and for people to really take notice of this new LP, which is available right now, The Way We Move, must be so damn good. I mean, you're no stranger to playing shows and grinding it out. Was this your first go-around in Europe?
No, we had been there several times before, and we hit a little bit of a brick wall. We kind of got a little bit of an audience, and we kept going back and kept going back.
Right.
And we saw the same people, which was beautiful, but it wasn't. We didn't really see it growing, so we kind of gave that a break. You know, it cost a lot of money to go over there. And,
yeah, man. As an independent, you know, more or less independent artist, it's tough.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we put that on hold for a couple of years and just hoped that a record would break a little bit for us over there, or a bigger band would take us. And so the opportunity, when it came up with the Lumineers, it was perfect. It was exactly what we had been kind of hoping for.
So that's cool, man.
We had been there before, but not in the same kind of way. I mean, we were playing some beautiful old theaters, tons of musical history, and just rolling around with friends. So it was by far the best experience touring over there, for sure.
That's so awesome. Did you ever envision, you know, growing up, that this could be your job one day to do this?
I envisioned nothing else, to be honest with you. I think I told a teacher once when I was getting in trouble for something.
Yeah.
She said, you know, you need a backup plan. And I said, well, either I'll be a known make some money, or I'll be a poor musician that doesn't make any money, but I'm going to be a musician regardless. So.
I just talked to the guy, the Deer Hunter guy. His name is Casey, yeah. The great band or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great artist. He said that he had a plan B, and somewhere down the line, he decided to just cancel the plan B altogether and delve headfirst into this music thing. Sure, he was homeless for several months, you know, but he's grinding it out. And I think sometimes, and you would probably give that advice as well to up-and-coming musicians, right?
Well, I think it's different for everybody. I mean, some people have different passions and, you know, multiple passions, multiple talents.
Yeah.
For me, there's always just been a need to create music and perform it, and there really wasn't anything else that occurred to me to do. So even though I had a ton of support from my family. So I was lucky with that, but there were some people along the way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you the whole family thing. What were your folks listening to? Like, what were you listening to growing up? Like, what was the first type of music you were exposed to?
Yeah. My parents were split when I was like two. My dad would pick us up on every Sunday, my brother and I, and he was just way into classic rock and roll, you know, Beatles, Kinks, Bowie, stuff like that. And that was kind of my favorite part of those Sundays, actually, was the drive to wherever we were going and just sitting in the back seat listening to the music. But my mom was really, and my grandparents were into more like show tunes, believe it or not.
Right.
Jazz. My grandparents were heavily into jazz. My grandfather was a jazz drummer before and going into World War II. And then he came back and kind of settled with my grandmother. So I think he always thought it was really cool that it was sort of the life that he chose. He was very happy that he, you know, stayed with my grandmother, but kind of the life that I was living was the life that he thought that he might live.
Wow.
And then chose to stay in Philly and marry and raise a family. But yeah, after the war, he was supposed to meet back up with his swing band in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And love. Thankfully, the love worked out. That would have been a bummer if it didn't.
No, but,
Sure.
Langhorne Slim in the line before a gig. I guess there is a time change. He's in Wisconsin right now, about to play a gig somewhere for some screaming Wisconsin music fans. Is there an unlikely city you ran across this time around on tour where you were like, man, people in this town, they really love their music, or a show that just went off that you weren't expecting?
An unlikely city. Let me think.
Yeah.
Man. Maybe I had the wrong attitude. I'm always sort of hoping and not expecting. That would be arrogant, but I'm always really hoping that people are just going to lose their minds.
Right.
But let me think. Tucson, Arizona was really fun.
Tucson was a pleasant surprise?
Tucson was pleasant, man. It's obviously, it's a smaller city, so we were playing. That was probably the smallest venue that we played all tour, or that we've played for a while, because we've just been opening for all these bands. We do our own headline and stuff as well, but
yeah.
The last so many months, we've been supporting these other bands. So that was like a tiny, just kind of more raw, kind of punk feel to that show, which, you know, I love. If ever we get off the stage and we're not sweaty, I kind of feel like I like cheated myself or the audience or something. So that was a sweaty mess.
That's awesome. Now, you guys, I can only imagine super high energy inside a small, intimate venue could be like amazing, super fun.
That's where the beauty is. Beauty's in the dirt, my friend.
All right, so the new record is available to the general public right now. The Way We Move is the record, and the title track we've been playing for quite some time here on the radio. How does this record differ from all the other stuff you put out, if any? If did it differ at all?
It differs in different ways. I had made records before where I had all of the records we've made. I'm very proud of, but there were aspects of it that maybe I didn't believe in with all my heart. With this record, it was really important for me to, no matter what any critic or fan or person or whatever thought of it, that myself and the band could just stand behind it and be super proud.
Right.
There's too much time after you put these things out that if you have any inkling of doubt, it can eat you alive. And it's done that for me before. So I just wanted to be ridiculously proud of this one. And we are, which I'm very happy.
It's a great record, and you should be very proud of it. And the responses have been pretty damn good around this country and probably overseas when you were playing with the Lumineers. The new record, The Way We Move, where was it written and recorded? And did you link up with other or any rad producers for this thing?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So I was living in Portland, Oregon, for most of the time, writing the record. Since I've left and just moved to Nashville, but I wrote most of the songs and the I guess you could say the bones of the songs mainly in Portland. Then brought them to the guys. We've got a really great friend in rural Texas, and we worked up the songs a lot there. The band also flew out to Portland a couple times. We worked up the songs there as well. And then we recorded at this amazing old historic house in Catskill, New York, with a great producer, now dear friend and soul brother, Kenny Siegel.
Okay, so you chose that atmosphere because it was conducive to the recording or creative process type of thing?
It's more conducive to the vibe of our personalities. I much prefer kind of a home studio vibe than a more traditional studio. It was really important for us to, we wanted to sleep where we were recording, eat where we were recording, and just kind of have like a rural retreat, not like something where we were checking in at 10 in the morning and checking out at whatever time at night. And it was more of just 2.5 weeks of a band of brothers just living together and making music together. So that was integral in how the record came out.
So a lot of it was written like on the fly in the studio type of thing?
No, it wasn't written on the fly. I mean, some of the arrangements, some of the lyrics, some of the parts were. It was, a lot of it was already road tested, in fact. And then some of the, as just happens, I think with a lot of bands in the studio, you know, you put some of the pieces together.
Yeah.
But we recorded this one almost all live, at least all of the... you know, the fundamental instruments, which we've never done before. So, you know, drums, guitar, singing. Like, I'd never sang live on a record before.
Right.
And I don't think I would ever want to not in the future.
Nice, man.
For us, it's definitely the right way to do it.
Good. Yeah, it sounds damn good. Again, Langhorne Slim on the line, playing shows relentlessly around the country right now. And after you wrap it up and the promotion's all said and done, is it going to be done? Like, are you just going to be on the road forever?
Yeah, it's never done.
It's never done.
This is the life that I will always live, I think.
That's awesome.
Writing, and as long as there's an audience that'll come in hear what we've got to play, we'll continue to play.
Cool. So when it's all said and done, when it's just you, you know, Langhorne, yourself in a room, you have a concept for a song, are you a multi-instrumentalist? Do you sit down primarily with the guitar? or
primarily with the guitar and piano. I'm not a very solid piano player, but I think because of that, I'm a limited piano player, and so I take more chances when I'm writing. I don't know if that makes sense, but on the guitar, I kind of know what my moves are, so I kind of use them over and over again. And piano is still this mystery machine to me, so I take different chances, and it sometimes ends up in interesting, cool places. So I write on both.
Cool, man. Is there anything you wanna say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Langhorne Slim quite yet?
Yeah, just that we would love for you to check us out, and a message for you and the station. Just good luck, and it's an awesome thing you guys are doing. So let us know if we can help support you guys the same as you're supporting us. We appreciate it.
Cool, man. Yeah, thanks so much. Next time you come through, whenever that may be, we'll figure out something cool to do for our listeners. Maybe a fundraiser for this little radio station. You never know.
Sounds awesome.
Cool, man. Well, good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the this tour and everything. We're gonna rip into the song right now, "The Way We Move." Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment with this particular song? Any background story with this?
I don't know. There's a line about crooked tails. People ask me why I say all my friends have crooked tails. That was about a cat, Lily, that I had, and it had a little bent, crooked tail, and reminded me of just the beauty that is in imperfection, and that when I look around at the people that I love the most, they just seem like a bunch of beautiful freaks, which is what I aspire to be as well, and hence there came the song, "The Way We Move."
There you go. All right, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, listener-supported. You could go to kx935.com right now. All the information is there on how you could be a member of this nonprofit radio station, Langhorne Slim. I will meet you soon in person, my friend, hopefully.
Thank you. Thank you very much, man. All the best.